to Sudan, where a catastrophic combination of conflict, displacement and humanitarian access constraints has resulted in the spectre of a new challenge, famine. The grim development is taking place in North Darfur province. According to the Famine Review Committee, the epicentre of the crisis is at Zamzam Camp, which is sheltering hundreds of thousands of displaced people. Amina Abdullah is Concern Worldwide's regional director and she joins us on the line from Kenya. Good morning, Amina.
Good morning and thank you for having me on the show.
This is the first time that Famine Review Committee has concluded there's been an outbreak of famine in more than 7 years and it believes 750,000 people are affected. Is that your estimate too, or do you think the situation is even worse than that?
I think the many organizations like Concern believe that the situation is worse than the figures that have been provided by the Famine Review Committee, and this is because we are not able to access many communities that are affected by the conflict. I think the reality in Sudan at the moment is quite grim. Like you said, you know, close to 750,000 people are said to be facing starvation. And this to these 750,000 people means imminent death. The current situation is being compared to the 2011 famine in Somalia that saw over 250,000 lives lost. And this is why we think that the situation or the numbers are more than what is what has been declared by the Famine Review Committee, because 25 million Sudanese people currently need humanitarian assistance. We're seeing children already dying, and will continue to do so until the fighting ends.
And can I ask you about that? Because
there's a major response by the international community.
Can I ask you about that? Because addressing hunger is often said to be a cornerstone of Ireland's international development policy. What can governments like Ireland and indeed the international community do when you've got a civil war which has been running on for a year and a half?
First and foremost, I'd like to thank the island government and the media as well for highlighting this crisis. The Taoiseach was in the Horn of Africa a couple of weeks ago, and he made a commitment to work with member states of the EU and make sure that there is greater efforts in bringing the crisis in Sudan to an end. Now, this is what we want from the international community, to make sure that there's an immediate ceasefire between the parties to the conflict and that a solution is found to ending the conflict. They need to work with the parties to the conflict to ensure that there's unfettered access to populations in need of aid across the country. There are commitments that have been made, financial commitments that have been made to the humanitarian community working in Sudan to assist with providing food assistance, medical care and water services to affected populations. Now, we need countries that have made these commitments to provide those financial resources, because without the financial resources, organizations like Concern are not able to reach as many people in need as we would like to.
And Amina, just
at the moment.
Sorry, Amina, just one final question, because I was in Zamzam camp 20 years ago in 2004, and today hundreds of thousands of people are still there. They're still displaced. They're still living under threat from militias. They're now at risk of famine. Do you actually have optimism that a solution can be found in the short term to prevent that famine from really taking hold?
I think we need not lose hope. We need to, you know, press all the buttons that we can. We need to put the information out there. We need, you know, the public also to hold, you know, the governments and put pressure on the governments to resolve this conflict.
Okay.
Because one life lost is one life too many. And what we're seeing is, you know, children dying, women, you know, pregnant women losing their pregnancies because of, you know, malnutrition. So I think we need to put pressure on the international community to find a lasting solution to this conflict. We cannot afford to lose hope. for the millions of Sudanese people that are currently facing starvation.
Amina Abdullah Concern Worldwide's Regional Director from Kenya, thank you very much for joining us.